The projects total around $3.7 billion. They include a passenger rail line between Madison and Milwaukee, the conversion of the state's power plants from coal to other fuels, and a massive school building initiative. Much of the talk about any federal economic stimulus package to date has focused on transportation infrastructure. Speaking by phone from Washington, D.C., Doyle said building roads and bridges can get people back to work.
But there are also a lot of other parts of infrastructure, from broadband deployment, medical research facilities, green energy opportunities, helping businesses that are retrofitting buildings to save energy. There's a whole variety of things that will be solid investments in infrastructure that can create jobs.
Doyle and other governors met personally with Mr. Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. He wouldn't go into details on what they discussed, but the governor says the new administration is focused on getting the federal government to work with states on creating jobs.
Really getting this economy back on a stable basis is clear in all my discussions with people in transition, that that's really at the center of everything that they're focused on right now.
The governor's office says the projects on the list are all short-term, meaning they could put people to work within 3 to 4 months. It also gave Mr. Obama's transition team a list of long-term projects totaling $10 billion. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.